planning to be the first to say something after our brother, but it's very interesting to see that in chapter 1, we see that God sustains his people through trials, whatever they are. He's the one that sustains them. In chapter 2, we get the privileges of our Christian heritage, of our Christian standing before God and before men. But I just want to make a little note, a little point about Peter himself. You remember the author of this was the denier of the Lord, and he denied him 3 times. And you remember that the Lord had a public meeting with Peter. And that's found in John 21. He told him to feed my sheep. Then he said, feed my lambs. And Peter denied the Lord 3 times, yes, but the Lord gave him a commission 3 times. But that was the public commission. Do you realize that Peter had a private session with the Lord? You find this in Luke chapter 24, 34. It says there, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. We don't know what they talked about, but can you imagine what they must have talked about? Peter would have been before the Lord seeking his clearing, his forgiveness. And the Lord would have gone right through the whole issue. And he would have been satisfied with Peter. Because you remember, before he said, feed my sheep, he also had this private meeting with Peter. And when he talks about his sheep, that's the closest thing that the Lord ever had to his mind. The absolute welfare of his people. And he had confidence enough in Peter to ask him to feed the sheep. And here Peter is demonstrating before us this afternoon, I trust in a fresh way as we comment, that he was fulfilling what the Lord had asked him to seek to do for him.